Okay, sounds good?
No.
No.
Too loud?
No.
It's not on.
Is there a button?
I guess.
You want me to use this?
Yeah, then I'll use it as a pointer.
Look.
Okay, so this is Instant Bits Magic. This talk was put together by John Coppett of Imperial College London, England. He's the main maintainer and developer of VIPS, which is a graphics library, and NIP2, which is its GUI. My role in this business is mostly to hack up deviant ways of taking over the open source world and then Microsoft. That's not a very ambitious goal, but. And my previous attempt was to suggest that VIPS, the library, used as a backend for Geggle. I think that's a failed attempt. And so the new attempt is to have NIP2, which is the GUI of VIPS, be used as the GUI for image magic. So let's see how this goes. Okay, so so this is why the magic wizard stands behind the NIP2 logo. See, actually, the real reason is because there's no image magic logo with proper transparency. John actually volunteered to redraw the thing so the stars could be in front, but I said, "Hey, thank you. I think you have children and a wife." Okay, so there has to be a button that allows me to go to the next slide. Let's try this. Ha ha! Okay, so this is for some very strange reason which may have to do with fecal humor. The favorite image magic command of image magic is a command line library of image processing operations, mostly used for batch processing, actually only, I think. No, that's not true. Binary, whatever. And so there's a swirl operation, and the swirl operation takes a parameter which is an angle. I have no idea where 151 comes from. But so what we're going to do is we're going to put together a GUI to make this usable by, I won't say your grandma, because your grandma's probably an open source freak. My great grandmother is saying. Okay. By the way, many women of the age of my great-grandmother, the greatest invention of the 20th century was the washing machine. Anyway, so this is our goal, is to put together something that where you have a GUI, you have an input image, you have a slider for a swirl angle, and then you apply this to the image and you get the result. At this point, with current NIP2, it's not quite real time because image magic is kind of slow, but John is planning to make things easier with respect to this plan of taking over the world if there's at least one customer. Okay. So the first thing you do, you've done a file open, you loaded an image, and then what you do is you use the toolkit to create a widget, which is a slider widget. By default, a slider widget likes has to do with the number 128. I think some of you know why. And it goes between 0 and 255. And then what you do is you can actually, in this GUI, you can enter textual or code. And what the code you enter basically is the concatenation of the value that's returned by the slider. NIP2 has its own functional language, which Olo thinks is modular 2. I don't exactly know what that says, but anyway, so it gets the value from the object, which is the slider, and person S, the first one is the input image, and the next one is the output image, and then it will pass this using pipe open, P open, or poppin, probably P open. Anyway, so at this point, this is not doing anything, this is just defining an operation. But then if you do return on this, now you have a new object, which NIP2 labels objects with alphabetical letters by column and so on. If you don't bother to do it. So now we have a new E3 object, which is actually an operation. And now if you pass this operation to image system image A1 is an image, so it's actually an object, so its value is actually what you think of as the image, not its properties. And the point of putting a dot tip is because we're going to have to communicate with image magic through files, and then we save actually the format of the files that I want to pass to image magic and get that should be a tip. And then we put the operation that we want to do with this input output at the end, so that's the operation A3. And what NIP2 does is, when you do this, is the return value is actually a list. The first item of the list is the image that's returned, and the second element of the list is standard output of the operation. At this point, image magic was silent, so that's why you have two brackets with nothing in them. So to extract the image, you just get the first entry of that list and you convert it to an image. You know, this is instant, right? So this is, if you want to do this from scratch, just doing fast, fast, fast. So show me the image, and here it is. Okay, so basically that one line of code, now it's been reproduced to a GUI. And of course, we're not very happy with the slider. And normally, angles don't go between 0 and 255, at least not in the metric system. That was a very bad joke. Okay, and but John still likes 151 as the default, so now we've edited the slider. The main point of this is to show that you can build in these kinds of operations on the fly. You have something that you want to do only today, it's actually not much trouble to create the GUI to do it, so you can play with different values. And of course, you can change the value. When you change the slider, actually the A3 command, the one that you don't see because it's the code that's underneath, it does. As you move the slider, the code that's shown next to A3 updates. So that's why you have 204.63 whatever, because you move the slider, but it only shows you the nearest integer thing in A2. And then actually the image has changed. This image is actually more swirled than the previous one. And of course, if you've clicked on the image to show it full size, but you see it.